What is to have?
Tener.
Tener. We have?
Tenemos.
Right. Tenemos. Mm-hmm. What is to do?
Hacer.
Hacer. We are doing it.
Lo hacemos.
Lo hacemos. Right. Now, let's look at to have once more. Again, to have is?
Tener.
Tener. What does you have?
Tiene.
Tiene. What would be they have? You all have.
Tienen.
Tienen is right. You, Roberto, have.
Tienes.
Tienes. We already did. We have. But you go back to the verb, yes?
Tenemos.
Tenemos. And I have is a go-go.
Tengo.
Tengo, yes. But let's look at it again. So we have, the verb is to have.
Tener.
Tener. And you have.
Tiene.
Tiene. It's actually curious, because tener, for you have, yes. Now, in pushing down into the present tense, should be actually tiene. Tener, tiene. But you already have learned that it is tiene. And I'll show you what happened here. But what happens is that in Spanish, under stress, when you push down on an E, it caves in. It splits into IE. That's why you have tener, tenemos, yes, fine, yes. But the moment you push down on, and you want to say, you have, instead of tene, yes, it started with tene. Tene, under stress, you push down on the E, it caves in and it splits into IE. That's why you have tiene. For I have, in sticking in the G, it holds up the E, tango. There you wouldn't say tiengo, tango. Let's take now to come, which is
venir.
Venir. Venir. We're coming.
Venimos.
Venimos. Mm-hmm. How would you say he is coming?
Viene.
Right. That's the same thing. Yes. Instead of bene, you push down on the E and it caves in and splits to viene. Their coming would be?
Vienen.
Vienen. You, Roberto, are coming?
Vienes.
Vienes. But I'm coming, and sticking in the G becomes?
Bango.
Bango, yes. Now it holds up the E, yes? Bango. Let's take to begin, to start, is comenzar. To commence. How would you say I'm starting?
Comenzo.
Push down on it a little more.
Comenzo.
And what will happen to the E? And pushing down on it.
Comienzo.
Right. And that's what it is. Comienzo. Because I'm starting. You are starting, he is starting, she is starting, it is starting would be?
Comience.
Well, what kind of verb is it? Because we have two sounds to play with.
Comienza.
Right. Comienza. If you say comience, you now switched tracks. And what would that mean?
A command.
Yes, or just start. That would be The imperative, the command. Comience, comience, start, start. So, at what time are you starting would be? A che ora?
A che ora comienza?
Right. A che ora comienza? At what time are you all starting?
A che ora comienzan?
Comienzan, right. A che ora comienzan? At what time are you starting, Roberta?
A che ora comienzas?
A che ora comienzas? And at what time do we start?
A che ora comenzamos?
Right. So for we, back to the verb comenzar, comenzamos. A che ora comenzamos?